91X News.
It's 4 degrees and foggy at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Taylor Rankema. Belleville police were called to a business in the North End to handle a female shoplifter yesterday afternoon. As a result, 29-year-old Shannon Sargent of Belleville was charged with theft under $5,000, as well as breach of probation. She was released and has a court date set for June. Six of Ontario's worst roads are in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. Dufferin Street in Toronto is at the top of the CAA's worst roads list for 2012. This is the sixth year that Dufferin Street has made the list, but for the first time, it has been ranked number one. 80% of those who voted for Dufferin Street complained about potholes and crumbling pavement. The race for the top spot was really close, with Bunting Road in St. Catharines ranking second and Burlington Street East in Hamilton a close third. The trial of a man accused in the murder of 8-year-old Victoria Stafford is heading for closing statements. Michael Rafferty's lawyer tried to undermine the Crown's key witness yesterday, but he stopped short of actually putting his own client on the witness stand. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in the Woodstock girl's 2009 death. Rafferty's lawyer is expected to present his final arguments on Friday. The Crown is to close on Monday, and the judge is to charge the jury on Tuesday. The case against Rafferty is circumstantial, with the key witness, his ex-girlfriend Terry Lynn McClintock, giving two different stories of what happened. Seven people were killed after Taliban insurgents attacked a compound in Kabul that houses foreigners this morning. It happened just hours after U.S. President Barack Obama left Afghanistan's capital. NATO spokesman Brigadier General Karsten Jacobsen says most of the wounded were Afghan children on their way to school.
Fortunately, ISAF did not suffer any fatalities, but we have civilian casualties in this incident, and particularly sad we have seen civilian children being wounded.
The Taliban claims the attack was a response to President Barack Obama's visit. Conrad Black will be allowed to live in his Toronto home again. The Canadian press has confirmed that the ex-media baron and convicted fraudster will be allowed to return to Canada when he is freed from a Florida prison on Friday. Black has been granted a one-year temporary residence permit by the federal government. Opposition leader Tom Mulcair says that for the Harper government to okay the return of a man who renounced his citizenship and has since become a convicted felon shows double standards and special treatment. Well, it could be the end of the road for the lone Canadian on death row in the U.S. A two-day clemency hearing for Ronald Smith begins in Deer Lodge, Montana today. The final recommendation comes from Montana's governor, who will decide if Smith lives or dies. Smith says he just wants the matter to be over with, but his daughter says she wishes her father was not so calm.
You know, there's days when I just want to say, Dad, you know what? It's okay. Freak out. It's okay. It really is. I just know him, and I know he won't.
Smith has been on death row since 1982 for shooting two young men while he was high on drugs and alcohol. A Toronto couple who pleaded guilty to the murder of a 7-year-old girl in their care have been sentenced to life in prison. 50-year-old Warren Johnston and 33-year-old Donna Irving will have no chance of parole for 15 years. Court heard that Caitlin Sampson had 70 body injuries when she was found dead in 2008. Police say Johnson and Irving, who were the girl's guardians, beat her for months until she went into septic shock. The case drew outrage, and the province has since toughened the rules requiring background checks for those applying to be guardians. It won't be the last we hear from Newt Gingrich, but his presidential campaign officially shuts down today. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from Washington.
5 months can be a lifetime in politics from a supremely confident Newt Gingrich last December.
The odds are very high I'm going to be the nominee.
To a more realistic Newt now.
I'll be officially suspending the campaign.
His campaign millions of dollars in debt. Gingrich won just two states, South Carolina and Georgia. The former House Speaker now concedes that Mitt Romney's nomination is all but certain. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
A hang glider pilot arrested in a deadly weekend gliding accident in BC's Fraser Valley will be in court later today. 50-year-old William Orders has been in custody since Monday. He was charged with obstruction of justice. While the police say he's only accused of withholding key evidence in their investigation, there are reports coming in that key evidence was a digital memory card. Court documents suggest that the card may have come from an onboard camera that taped the fatal glide and that the pilot tried to obstruct justice by swallowing it. Lenami Godinez Avila fell 300 meters to her death while riding tandem with the experienced pilot. A 24-year-old San Diego college student nearly died after he was left for 5 days in a holding cell with no food or water. Daniel Chong was taken into custody during a drug raid on April 21st at a friend's house. Chong says drug enforcement agents told him he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and that he would be let go, but he was put in a holding cell to await release.
They pretty much ignored me right away. As soon as they said they're going to let me go, that door never opened and never got released.
Chong says he drank his own urine to survive. And it must have been a wild ride. Japanese media say a Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was lost in last year's tsunami has washed up on a British Columbia island. It's about 6,400 kilometers away from where it belongs. The rusted bike was found in a large white container where its owner had kept it. Peter Mark, who found the bike washed ashore, says he could not believe that something like that could make it all the way across the Pacific. That's 90 Minutes News to 8:06. Sports and weather are next after this.
Hi, my name is Bob, and well, I'm not very handy.
Hi, Bob.
Last week I was installing new windows in our home when something went wrong. My wife had to drive me to the hospital. The carpet got stained and...
You need help!
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms pride themselves on superior workmanship. Doyle's gets the job done right, so you can have the home of your dreams hassle-free. Ask about their seasonal specials today. Call 969-0214 or visit doylswindows.com.
Nanny Next Sports. In the NHL playoffs, New Jersey hardly missed Ilya Kovalchuk last night. David Clarkson and Adam Larsson scored their first goals of the playoffs as the Devils dropped Philadelphia 4-1. Kovalchuk missed the game with a lower body injury. He led the Devils in points during the regular season. That second round series is tied at a game apiece. Alexander Radulov and Andrei Kostitsyn will sit out tonight as Nashville faces the Phoenix Coyotes. The Predators have suspended the two forwards for a violation of team rules, but would not elaborate on what rules were actually broken. The Montreal Canadiens have reportedly found their new general manager, according to a report from the Chicago Tribune. The newspaper says that Blackhawks assistant GM Marc Bergevin will be named to the post. Montreal native Bergevin would take over from the fired Pierre Gauthier after a disastrous past season for the Canadiens. In world hockey, Patrick Sharp scored the winner in the second period as Canada defeated Switzerland 4-2 in its final exhibition game before the World Hockey Championship. John Tavares and Andrew Ladd gave Canada a 2-0 lead before the Swiss tied it up. A former teammate took the stand at Roger Clemens' perjury trial.
Andy Pettitte has admitted using human growth hormone, and he told a federal court that Clemens, his longtime friend, mentor, and workout partner, told him about a dozen years ago that he had taken HGH. Clemens has disputed Pettitte's recollection of that conversation, saying that Pettitte misremembers. Pettitte also testified that when he broached the subject 5 years later, Clemens said, "What are you talking about?" that it was his wife who had used HGH. Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he said he never used steroids or HGH. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Canadian Brett Laurie hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning as Toronto beat the Texas Rangers 8-7 last night. They rallied from being down 5-0 to beat the team with the best record in baseball. Laurie says he was determined to hit a homer.
I was just locked in. I was just, you know, it's just, you know, you can't give away these at-bats. These are big at-bats, trying to help my guys out and just trying to get on and help the team. And, you know, those are just ones that you just kind of get pumped up for and kind of get ready to go.
Kelly Johnson and Jose Bautista also connected for the Blue Jays. On the hardwood, Kobe Bryant had 38 points as the LA Lakers fended off Denver's late rally for a 104-100 win over the Nuggets. Los Angeles now leads the playoff series 2-0. Andrew Bynum had another big night, following up his triple-double in Game 1 with 27 points and 9 rebounds. Pau Gasol had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists for the third-seeded Lakers. In other action, Drew Holiday led Philadelphia past Chicago 109-92. Holiday had 26 points as the Sixers evened that series at a game apiece. The Bulls were without all-star point guard Derrick Rose. He suffered a season-ending left knee injury in the closing moments of Game 1. Earlier, Paul Pierce scored 36 points as Boston rallied to shock Atlanta 87-80. That series is also tied at a game apiece. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Quick look at the forecast. Today, mainly sunny with increasing cloudiness this afternoon. The fog will be disappearing this morning, and a high of 19 degrees. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm later in the evening and a low of 14. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a risk of a thunderstorm again in the afternoon and a high of 21. Friday, to finish out the work week, some showers, a low of 14 and a high of 22. At 8:10, it's 4 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online. Go to 91X.fm to listen live. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.